Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money at Menards.
You are now locked into Interconnected Voices.
Interconnected Voices.
Growing up, I was quite isolated. It was quite isolating. So I had my trusty iPod that my mum bought me. You know, the black iPod Nano with the shiny silver back. 2 gigabytes. My school uniform, I had to wear hijab. So I'd have my music on the way to school, walking to school with my headphones underneath my hijab. Music was my accompaniment. It was quite a lonely journey, but it was great. Music was life. Music still is life. I think growing up, I was quite limited in the music that I was allowed to listen to. As I said, I grew up as a Muslim. However, I think one song that really sticks out is Estelle's 1980. And I don't know why, I was born in 1991, but 1980 just sticks out to me. Estelle is talking about how it was growing up in London and, you know, her experiences of growing up with her family and there's a line in there. She has a lyric where she's talking about food, yeah? And I think she's talking about rice and peas or dumpling or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, that's my life. You know, you don't hear many UK girls. Obviously there's Miss Dynamite before her and Shiesty, oh my God, Shiesty. That song, you know, she's a black girl, she's got her accent. Yeah, she's just a vibe. And she's just really, really relatable. Just made me feel geez, maybe I could start rapping. Not. I remember going to see Estelle with my mum in concert. I think that was one of my first concerts in London, really. I was probably 14, 15. You listen to the CD and you're yeah, this, you know all the lyrics and things like that. But when the person who's actually created it sings it, written the song, is right in front of you singing, oh my God, it's overwhelming. Just think oh my God, she's looking at me. She's pointing at me when she's singing this lyric. She's talking to me. And this is why I thought that she saw me, yeah? Because I was one of the youngest there. So I was so gassed. But I was right at the front with my mum.
On long wave, on digital radio and online. This is BBC Radio 4.
Right, lad, got underground unit up in the place. We're going to be talking to them very, very shortly.
Your weekend party station.
I remember Choice FM playing super loud. My mum would put it on and it would be Choice FM from the morning to the night. And I think it started off with Angie Lamar. And Angie Lamar would have her talk show in the morning. And then that would be filled with loads of music. And Angie Lamar was hilarious. Gosh, it was a vibe. Angie Lamar, Cat and RB, oh my God, Jenny Francis. Oh, wow, she's a queen. And hearing these people on radio and talking about issues that relate to us was just so important to me, you know.
MC formerly of the So Solid crew, you may know him in his acting role as Ashley Walters. Here comes Ken, Cody and Ashley.
As I said, I didn't grow up with that information directly. You know, I wasn't necessarily immersed in the community like that. So I kind of had to seek it. I had to search for it. I had to, like, really go out of my way to get this information. And, you know, corresponding with people like Ronke Phillips, Brenda O'Manis, wow, like, black women who are confident, beautiful, know what they're talking about on the television. Boy, I think I'm definitely lucky, definitely grateful, because I saw representation, whether it's a few or not, they were still there. I remember when I was a child and, I don't know, I was in my grandma's front room and the TV was on, the TV was always on. And I said, oh, I want to be like her. And it was Ronke Phillips and she was sitting presenting and I was just like, yo, this woman is, you know, I didn't know that I would get into it, but I always had it in my mind that I'd like to do something in media, you know? And yeah, wow, look where I am.
The second part of Generation Windrush, I'll be looking deeper into the issues the Windrush generation encountered, the racism and the sacrifices they had to make to support their families whilst they tried to adapt to British life. I've been your host, Jar Jar Muhammad. Make sure to tune in to part two of Generation Windrush.
Look where I am.